when your grandmother took you, you know, to the home, you look for her to come back. And did you go to school there too when you were in England? Did you go to school when you got old enough to go to school?
Well, my grandmother took me there. I don't know whether I was 5 or 6 years old.
And then you, then did you go to school?
And then they, then they took me to the north of the, well, into Yorkshire, you know, I went up there, and then I went to school.
I never heard of you going to school in England itself, you know, before you came to Canada.
Oh, yes, I went to school in England.
I often tell people
when the boys, wherever your my mother took the boys, she had to take them back when they were 14, but she didn't have that stipulation for me. I never saw them again. No matter where I was, my grandmother always came back and took me home. And when she took me to this place for good, I didn't know that she would be coming back. And I didn't cry because I thought she'd be coming in 2 or 3 days and take me home. But she never came.
When did you realize she never would come back then, did you? Did you realize?
No, I don't know what I thought. Well, she came several
times
never
to visit.
Came.
Did she come to visit you at all?
No, nobody did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wonder now if there are as many children taken into those institutions today as they did then. I often wonder if there wasn't a better way of looking after children, like giving...
Well, welfare and things of that, you see,
welfare.
Came in, you know. But you see, it wasn't in it maybe then, Mother, you know.
No. When you think about it, it is a disgrace.
Yes,
England
yes.
had so many children that they had to ship them out of the country.
Well,
and it's a terrible thing.
Then they made another mistake shipping them out of the country when the war was on, you know. And they thought they'd be safer in Canada.
Yeah.
And some of them drowned, and some of them never got back home, and, you know, some of them never returned to their families, you know. And then I always laugh when you said you came all the way by train, you didn't see an Indian. You're saying that, but you came all that way, and you never saw
any. Well, you know, you were given an impression in England that Canada was full of Indians.
Yeah. That you were living in a miserable place, you know. Afterwards,
the
they said the
first place that I was, it was condemned after I had been there.
Well, this is it.
It was condemned. And I was married with children. And one of those women came to see me. And I had children, you know.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I think she was just checking up to see what happened to the children. And I said to her, that was an awful place that you people sent me to.
Uh-huh.
She said, we know not now, and we finally condemned the place.
That was too late. How many other children did they have before after you? Did they have any other children after you?
They had a boy, and he ran away, and they had a girl, and when the visitor went to see her, she took her away. The conditions were so poor.
Well, how did you get out of there yourself?
Well, when I was 14, I had to go to work.
Oh, I see. Oh, I see. As if you hadn't worked before that.
No. Well, I worked.
Yeah, no, that's
there. Well, I went to school from that first place.
Uh-huh.
They never got up to light the fire. I had to get up and light the soles, you know, the place was like a barn, and left them in bed, and I went on to work.
On to school, like?
To school, I mean.
probably other places were the same too. The other places probably took advantage of the children.
Oh yeah. You
know, lots of places took advantage of the children.
But it was Mackenzie King that stopped the children from coming. They were just being taken advantage of. And the boys and girls, they couldn't get a job. And then they were still shipping these
children over.
Kids over. And the young people in this country couldn't get jobs because they were shipping these kids over
free labor
for nothing.
Yeah. So that's when you went to work for the Hugos, was it? Or the Osbournes? Is that when you went to work for the Osbournes when you were 14, or did you go to London then?
No, I was sent to the Hugos, a family called Hugos, and I went to school from there for a while. And she worked the goddamn pants off me before I went to school.
Well, you didn't have any consideration for the age of the child, you know.
No, before I went to school, I had to wash the breakfast dishes and dry them. Wash the separator and the milk pails and sweep the kitchen floor and bring in enough wood and water to last the day. You know, pile the wood in and bring in the water and clean all the lamps.
Before you went to school,
make the beds. I don't know what the woman did herself. I guess she didn't do anything.
I guess she didn't. What would be left for her to do?
What time
do you have to get up in the morning to do that?
Well, I don't know. She got up and gave them breakfast. They had two hired boys and her and her brother and me. There were five of us to feed.
Mm-hmm. You'd like to know what she did.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to know what she did after you left for school.
She taught the Bible class. So she was busy fixing up her sermons.
Well, you taught Sunday school too for a while, didn't you? One time?
Oh, yes, but that was a long, long while after.
Mm. Then where did you go from there?
Well, then I was sent to the Osbournes.
Oh, yeah. I know she wasn't, she had you work too, but wasn't as hard as.
No matter where you went, you went there to work.
How old were you when you went to Osbournes? You couldn't have been too old. Even then, you were 14, you went to the other place.
Well, I had to go to work when I was 14, so I must have been about 14.
Did you last a year at the other place, or just a shorter time?
Well, I was at this place and I went to school. Did all this work before I went to school.
But it's funny, you know, how they treat you like that. I guess everybody got work to death, maybe some of them, yeah. You know.